Four Recovery Indians are on the air. Tonight's special sports coverage on J Country 101 Radio is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of J Country. Now we take you to the gymnasium for all the exciting basketball action.
And good evening, everybody. Rob Weaver and Justin Mangold with you tonight for high school basketball from Versailles. It's Fort Recovery and the Versailles Lady Tigers. And not good news for the Lady Indians right off the bat here, Justin.
Yeah, as Kennedy Mollenkamp is out with an injury, as well as Sophie Guggenbiller out with an illness. So recovery at least down two players, including a starter.
So Cameron Mollenkamp has come in to replace Kennedy Mollenkamp, her sister. So what are the starting lineups here?
For Fort Recovery, they'll start Carly Niekamp, Tally Wendell, Sage Luthold, Cameron Mollenkamp, and McKenna Hillscamp. For Versailles, Sarah Stammen, Jenna Dirksen, Katie Litton, Taylor Wagner, and Allison Schwartz. Again, 4-4 for Versailles and 2-7 for Fort Recovery.
All righty, we're underway here with, once again, Fort Recovery with the basketball. In the B game, that was won by Versailles Lady Tigers. They had an easy victory over Fort Recovery, winning by a final score of 43-21. And we'll give you more on that at halftime of the varsity game. Here's a steal by Versailles and a foul called on Fort Recovery.
McKenna Hillscamp with the foul. Her first, team first.
McKenna played a lot of the second half, basically, of the junior varsity game and scored 10 points in that game to lead the Lady Indians in JV tonight.
You can see right away Fort Recovery is going to have some issues with Taylor Wagner, a 6'1 junior. She's at the line right now.
And she misses the first free throw. A foul for Fort Recovery a moment ago was called on Lady Indians. Who was it?
It was on McKenna Hillscamp. Second free throw also missed. Was knocked out of bounds.
So, Lady Indians with the ball. Down they come. Left side, Callie Wendell. Over it goes to Fort Recovery's Cameron Mollenkamp. There's a shot up. No good. This time by Carly Niekamp. Niekamp puts it up and got it. So Niekamp draws first blood for Fort Recovery, and the score is 2-0 here in the Kaup Pharmacy first quarter scoreboard. Rob Weaver here along with Justin Mangold, and once again, our first quarter scoreboard sponsor is Kaup Pharmacy. Eric Hatterley is our studio producer back at the radio station. Neil Spencer's here at FortRecoveryRadio.com tonight. Here's a drive, a shot, no good by Versailles. Rebound comes to Versailles. Underneath it goes, back up and in. Hitting the basket for the Versailles Lady Tigers was Taylor Wagner with an assist from Jenna Dirksen. So it's now 2-2, all tied up. Here's a shot. It's good. Nice basket by Callie Wendell.
Good to see her off to a good start.
Close to a three, but it was just a little bit inside the line. Versailles with the ball. They almost lost it. Back out front. There's a three-point shot. It's no good off the back of the rim. Rebound Versailles. And we got a jump. Got a travel call. Going to call a Taylor Wagner for traveling. She might have hurt herself.
Yeah, she was doing the splits and had somebody on top of her, too.
She already has a knee brace on the right knee, so she might have hurt herself.
She'll come out. And Heidi Stammen goes in.
She stayed in there.
She did stay in.
Coming out was Allison Schwartz.
Yeah.
Allison Schwartz came out. Fort Recovery brings the ball up, leading 4-2. Carly Niekamp out front. And she's going to be called for double dribble. Ben Kramer made that call. He's one of the officials here. He's a well-known official in the area. Among the three member crew officiating this game. Fort Recovery has two boys games left this week. They play at home tomorrow against Versailles, and at home on Saturday against Botkins. We will not be able to do those games here on the radio, but you can hear them on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Kalb Pharmacy has their weekly prescription program. They'll deliver your prescriptions to you on a weekly basis. Just ask a friendly Kalb Pharmacy pharmacist how you can sign up for their weekly prescription program. Inside it goes to the Lady Tigers, up and in. Scoring on the play was Taylor Wagner with another assist from Jenna Dirksen. That's her second assist of the night. And now Fort Recovery throws the ball away. Score is 4-4. We are all tied up here. Lady Indians playing pretty well here.
Early on, 3 minutes in.
Again, Kennedy Mollenkamp not playing tonight, injured, and hurt her shoulder at the St. Henry game last week. And she might be lost for the season, we are sorry to say. We hope not. Here's the ball stolen by Sage Luthold, a Fort Recovery. Over to Carly Niekamp, back on the right. There's a shot up and no good by the Lady Indians, McKenna Hillskamp. And the rebound comes down to Versailles. A battle for it and picked up by Callie Niekamp. And a foul is going to be called on Versailles' Sarah Stammen.
Yeah, good job by Niekamp to get that away.
So Stammen has a total now of...
That's her second foul.
Two fouls. I think she just went out of the game.
Yeah.
Left side it goes. Shots up by Cameron. Mollenkamp, no good. Rebound comes to Versailles. And they threw it away. Thank you very much. Unforced turnover there on the play. Miscommunication between Versailles' Heidi Stallman and Katie Litton.
Ready four turnovers on Versailles, so helping Fort Recovery out.
Callie Wendell with the basketball, free throw line, and tried to throw to Carly Niekamp, and Versailles intercepted. Down they come, up and in. Turning the turnover into a basket, and Jenna Dirksen scoring for Versailles. That gives Versailles their first lead at 6-4.
Another good assist that time by Katie Litton.
Right side, McKenna Hillskamp with the ball. She tries to lob it into Carly Niekamp, and it was deflected by Versailles, and Versailles stole the ball, but they throw it away. Unforced turnover there on Versailles.
Yeah, two or three times already this game, one turnover has led to another turnover.
So Fort Recovery will have the basketball. Versailles not pressing full court. They'll pick us up at half courts. Again, Kalb Pharmacy, your first quarter scoreboard sponsor. Remember, they have their Handicap Medical Equipment Center in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. Whatever you need when it comes to Handicap Medical Equipment, they have it for you at the Industrial Park location in Fort Recovery. There is a held ball called, and it's going to Versailles on the alternating possession.
Tough call there.
Versailles student body coming out in force for the Lady Tigers. They're all dressed up in their Hawaiian shirts tonight. And Fort Recovery with the, or Versailles with the basketball, I should say. Inside it goes, up and good. Getting the shot to fall down was Allison Swartz, her first basket of the evening. McKenna Hillskamp stops. Passes inside to Sage Luthold. Oh, missed the shot. Rebound comes to Versailles. Boy, that was pretty, pretty uncontested shot there. Just wouldn't go down.
It wouldn't stay four.
Versailles with the ball. Nice pass work up and no good. Rebound comes down to Fort Recovery's Callie Wendell. Wendell brings it down. Lady Indians trail by 4, 8-4. Right side underneath McKenna Hillskamp. Reverse layup does. It goes. Didn't think that was going to go down, but McKenna Hillskamp got it to go down for the freshman's first basket of the game. Here's Versailles back up and in.
Schwartz again.
Got it into Schwartz, who was in close range there on the right side of the basket, and she puts it in. 10-6 score now. Indians down by 4. Callie Wendell with the ball. Again, we're playing without Kennedy Mollenkamp tonight. And also without Sophie Guggenbiller. Sophie is ill and Kennedy is injured. So two key players for the Lady Indians not in the lineup this evening. Kennedy is here watching from the bench. I think Sophie is too. For recovery, right side it goes. Over on the left to McKenna. Baseline move. Back outside. Around the horn. There's Callie Wendell on a three and got it. We need that from Callie tonight.
Already 5 points for her.
10-9. Lady Indians only down by one. And there's double dribble on Versailles. Of course, this is a conference game. These two teams, both members of the MAC Conference, Midwest Athletic Conference.
Versailles 2-1 in the conference. Fort Recovery 1-1.
Next game for the Lady Indians is Tuesday of next week. We'll have it for you here on the radio and FortRecoveryRadio.com on Tuesday night with Ansonia. And unfortunately, they say it was touched by Versailles. I didn't think anybody had touched it there. Sir,
I was like you. I went to write down the turnover and say Fort Recovery ball.
So somebody from the Tigers touched that. Callie Wendell with it, brings it around, hands it off to Michaela Hillscamp. Three-point shot is not going to go. Rebound comes down to Allison Swartz for Versailles. Down come the Lady Tigers. Over on the right side, inside, stolen by Sage Luthold. Luthold dumps it out to Carly Niekamp. Niekamp now to Callie Wendell. Wendell drives and is going to be called for traveling.
Already Fort Recovery 6 turnovers and Versailles 7, so either team can really get any.
49 seconds left on the first quarter scoreboard, brought to you by Cal Pharmacy. It's 10-9. Lady Tigers on top by 1. Don't forget the Cal Pharmacy location in Fort Recovery's open extra hours during the week until 7, Monday through Thursday, and until 6 on Friday nights. And there is a foul apparently on Fort Recovery.
Wow, tough foul to go against McKenna Hillscamp.
Yeah.
It's her second.
Pretty picky.
I thought she had a clean steal.
34 seconds left. Coming in for the Indians will be Bryn Willman. And McKenna Hillscamp will go out with those two fouls. Here comes the inbounds pass. Back on the outside. Versailles comes up with it. Underneath, up, and no good. Missing a point-blank shot. Missed it again. And we got a jump ball called. Goes to Fort Recovery with 26 seconds remaining. And we could take the lead here before the end of the first quarter. We led early in the quarter.
Yeah, there's not been much separation this quarter. One point lead for each side.
Here's a long pass down to Callie. Got plenty of time, Callie. Back outside. Carly Niekamp lost the ball. Stolen by Versailles. With the steal was Jenna Dirksen. Down come the Lady Tigers with 13 seconds. Out front. Around the horn. They're not going to get a shot off. And they do get a long three, and it's no good. Rebound comes down. Back up, no good. And it goes out of bounds, and that's the end of the quarter. At the end of one, Versailles Lady Tigers leading Fort Recovery 10-9 after one quarter of play. So a walking wounded Fort Recovery team holding their own, Justin, in that first quarter.
Yeah, stayed right with them. A lot of turnovers on each side, but 1 point lead for Versailles after one.
We'll be back in a moment after we pause for this break. You're listening to PG14, Jay Country 101 tonight. All three of our stations carrying this Fort Recovery Versailles game.
Hi, this is Jerry Kopp of Kopp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Do you feel like you're just not moving as well as you used to? At Kopp Pharmacy, our trained staff can help you choose from a wide selection of durable medical equipment and make sure it's fitted for you. We have walkers, wheelchairs, lift chairs, commodes, home oxygen, CPAP systems, and much more. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off of State Route 49 at 1201 Commerce Street. So to learn more about Cal Pharmacy, call us at 419-375-7007 or visit us online at calpharmacy.com. Cal Pharmacy, caring for you like family.
Your home is your castle, but do you have a round table of knights to constantly guard your castle? Hi, I'm Eric Brackman with Fort Recovery Insurance with an even better solution. Let's put together a policy with Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, and we can provide you with a Simply Safe security system for free. I think it's better than a moat to guard your castle and no digging required. Call me for details, and let's keep your castle protected. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
action back in here. Thanks to Cal Pharmacy for being our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. Second quarter scoreboard sponsor, K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. What about that first quarter stats?
4 for sales, 5 of 12, 42% from the field, 0 for 2 on threes, 0 for 2 at the line. Fort Recovery, 4 of 9, 44%, 1 for 4 on threes, and no free throws. Rebounding 9 to 3 in favor of Versailles. Each team has 7 turnovers.
Versailles definitely the much taller team. Here's a shot inside, no good, and a jump ball. Missing that shot a moment ago for the Lady Tigers was Taylor Wagner, who's listed at 6'1", tallest member of the team. Allison Swartz is 6'0". Fort Recovery with the ball.
We've got Kennedy Mullenkamp, the tallest for Fort Recovery's knee camp at 6'5", 11".
Callie Wendell out front with the ball. Gives over to Carly Niekamp. Carly comes around to the left. Sage Luthold back to Callie Wendell. Three-point shot is blocked. Carly Niekamp comes down with it. Callie gets it. Tries to pass on the opposite side to Cameron Mullenkamp. It's stolen by Versailles. On the left, there's a shot up and no good. Rebound comes to another jump ball. Timeout. Fort Recovery's coach Tyler Deitch calls timeout to retain possession. We'll be back. Indians have the ball, trailing 10-9 here in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter of play.
Dr. Kim Bormore and the staff at Bormore Family Dentistry is proud to support this broadcast of Fort Recovery High School basketball. Dr. Kim Bormore, the Bormore Family Dentistry office, is accepting new patients. Call 726-7822 and start your healthy new smile routine today. Bormore Family Dentistry is located at the west edge of Portland on Highway 67. Best wishes for a successful basketball season to the Fort Recovery Indians from Bormore Family Dentistry in Portland.
We are back at Versailles High School. Beautiful facility. Of course, a brand new school, just a few years old. First time you've been here, huh?
It'd be very, very nice gym here.
Very nice.
And it reminds me of Coldwater a little bit without the metal bleachers.
Indians with the basketball as they bring it down. Left side to McKenna Hills Camp. Drives the baseline. Feeds it off. Shot's blocked. Shot by Wilman was blocked there. And Versailles comes up with it. Outside it goes. About a 15-footer is missed. Rebound Versailles. Good. Offensive rebound pays off. Putting the ball in the hole was Allison Swartz. She has 6 points to lead her team tonight. Indians with the ball trailing 12-9.
Schwartz and Wagner, pretty good combination up front.
Once again, if you tuned in late, Kennedy Mullenkamp out tonight with a shoulder injury. May not be back for the rest of the year. Hopefully she is, but shots missed by the Lady Indians, and now there's going to be a foul called on the rebound on Versailles. Allison Swartz picks up the foul, number one on her. And then Sophie Guggenbiller is ill, and she's not playing tonight either. So Fort Recovery will put the ball in play. It's going to be Carly Niekamp into Callie Wendell. Callie lost the ball off of her foot, but they're going to say it went off her sails. Might have got a break on that.
Yeah, Jenna Dirksen was right there. I think the dog that went off her.
Your New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment dealer is K&L Tractor Sales and Service, State Route 49, south edge of Fort Recovery. There's the identical play, and they say this time it went off of Callie Wendell. Again, Callie tried to drive the left baseline, and the ball went off her body and out of bounds. We need shots, guys.
You know, they have Hillskamp back in there with two fouls just because of that.
Right side it goes to Katie Litton for Versailles. To Jenna Dirksen, to Litton, back to Dirksen. Dirksen bounce pass over here to Taylor Wagner. Wagner feeds on the left. Three-point shot is in and out, no good. And rebound comes to Fort Recovery. I think they might have got a break on that one.
Yeah, that looked like it was off Cameron Mullenkamp.
Yeah, sure did. Lady Indians with the ball, trailing by 3. 5:10 to go in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service
second quarter. See the Great Plains TurboMax, a vertical tillage tool at K&L Tractor Sales and Service. Callie Wendell back over to Carly Niekamp, saved by McKenna Hillscamp. Back to Carly, and she tries to pass out of bounds, but it's apparently deflected by Jenna Dirksen. Jenna Dirksen of Versailles, so we get the ball back.
And then get to score in the second quarter. Only 2 points for Versailles. It's 12-9.
Got off to, I think, a 4-0 lead in this game. And otherwise, it's been nip and tuck. Here's Carly Niekamp. Oh, missed the shot. And she is fouled in the act of shooting. She'll be at the line for two. Good luck to the Fort Recovery Lady Indians from Dr. Kim Bormore and all the staff at Bormore Family Dentistry. Dr. Bormore's staff includes Fort Recovery graduates Lori Ten and Chrissy Hartz. They're located on Highway 67, the west edge of Portland. Used to be Dr. Tom Banta's office. Again, Bormore Family Dentistry, Dr. Kim Bormore. They'd love to be your family's dentists. First free throw's no good. Second free throw's no good by Carly. She missed them both. Rebound comes down to the Versailles Lady Tigers.
No one can really get anything going here in the second quarter.
No, we started out 10-9. It's only 12-9, and we've played half the quarter. Versailles with the ball. They kind of have it spread out here. Cross-court pass on the left. With the ball there is Taylor Wagner. She dumps it off. Back outside. Cross-court pass. Shots up no good. Rebound. Should be a held ball. Come on. Goodness sakes, what are you waiting on?
Yeah.
They finally called the held ball. About 3 seconds after it happened. So Versailles gets it on the alternating possession. They lead 12-9. 4:07 left to go in the first half of play. Wagner gets the inbounds pass. Underneath, there's a turnaround shot. No good by Allison Swartz. But Versailles comes down with a rebound. They are killing us on the board.
A little better in the second quarter, but right now it's 13-8.
Right side to Allison Swartz. She'll dribble the ball. Out top it goes to Heidi Stallman, I guess it is. And Fort Recovery steals the ball. McKenna Hillscamp. Down it goes to Cameron Mullenkamp. Her shot is blocked, taken away by Taylor Wagner. And now we have a foul called on Fort Recovery. McKenna Hillscamp picks up the foul.
That's her third.
It's number three. She's probably going to have to come out of the game. We're already shorthanded. Sage Luthold will go out of the game, and Bryn Willman comes back in. Bryn playing a large amount of varsity time tonight to kind of fill the spot with Sophie Guggenbiller out and Kennedy Mullenkamp out. Mullenkamp again injured, and Guggenbiller is ill. Right side it goes, back outside. Versailles with the ball, leading 12-9. Underneath, there's an open shot, up and good. Getting the basket was Jenna Dirksen, her second field goal of the night.
The baskets have been few and far between, but they've had some good assists on the six baskets, the seven baskets.
There's a collision, and they're going to say Fort Recovery turned it over. Callie Wendell kind of lost her balance there and rammed into McKenna Hillscamp. Sage Luthold comes back in. McKenna Hillscamp will go out with those three fouls. She probably will not see any action the rest of the half. 2:49 to go in the first half of play on the K&L Tractor Sales and Service scoreboard. Your New Holland dealer, see all those great New Holland tractors at K&L Tractor Sales and Service. Three-point shot is missed. Rebound comes down to Fort Recovery's Cameron Mullenkamp. Back over it goes to Sage Luthold. Outside, Carly Niekamp. Niekamp feeds to Callie Wendell. Shoot it, Callie, shoot it. Callie dribbles in towards the basket, falls down, and a foul's called on Versailles.
Heidi Stallman with the foul.
Callie Wendell open from three out there. Just wouldn't shoot the ball.
She found number three, so it's out of bounds.
Callie Wendell will toss it in here. We trail 14-9. And here is Carly Niekamp with the ball. She threw it away. Up. Versailles helped it out. Helps us out, though. And they lose the ball out of bounds off their fingertips. So Fort Recovery keeps possession. You'll find outstanding service for your farm equipment at K&L Tractor Sales and Service, State Route 49, just the south edge of Fort Recovery. And they call Fort Recovery turning the ball over, lost it out of bounds.
Same play that Callie Wendell did on this side in that corner twice in a row, and now on the other corner.
Bringing it up for the Lady Tigers is Katie Litton. Versailles leading Fort Recovery, 14-9, 2:02 to go in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter. Right side shot is open, missed. Rebound comes down to Willman. Nice job, Bryn. Over to Carly Niekamp. She comes down, has the ball stripped away from her. Turnover on Fort Recovery. Down to Versailles. They throw it out of bounds. Pass was intended for Jenna Dirksen, but it led her just a little bit too much, and she couldn't catch up with it before the ball sailed out of bounds. 14-9, Fort Recovery with the basketball. Carly Niekamp, free throw line, right side to Sage Luthold. Sage fires and hits. Way to go, Sage. Much needed three-point basket. That makes the score 14-12. Lady Indians back to within two.
Finally get off that nine they've been stuck on all quarter.
That was our first score of the second quarter, as you say.
And still only down 2 points.
Minute 15 to go in the half. Versailles working the ball, looking for an open teammate. Out front with it is Allison Swartz. She will hand off to Katie Litton. Down the left it goes to Brooke Bergman. Back over to Litton, back to Bergman. Passing now to Allison Swartz. Swartz dribbling the ball. Goes over to Grace Osborne. 49 seconds left. I don't think they're trying to stall the minute away, but they just can't find the open shot.
Yeah, nothing inside the three-point line.
Good defense by Fort Recovery. And there's a foul called on Bryn Willman. They say that she fouled the Lady Tigers, Brooke Bergman.
Her first, team third, so still out of bounds.
We're at Versailles High School tonight. Versailles and Fort Recovery in girls basketball, MAC conference game. Considering that we are without two of our regular players, I mean, we're doing okay.
Yeah, right
only
in,
down by 2 points.
Yeah, right into the game, right in the game, going to halftime nearly.
Pass inside to Taylor. Back outside it goes. 3 point shot's good. Katie Litton gets her first basket of the game. Three-pointer, 17-12. Fort Recovery lost the ball. Uh-oh, Litton on the steal, lays it up and in. And a five-point turnaround just like that.
Versailles did the same thing in the JV game right before half.
There's a three-pointer, no good. That's going to end the half. Fort Recovery trailing 19-12 as Versailles scoring 5 points right at the end of the second quarter here to make the lead go from 14-12 to 19-12. 19-12 for Versailles on top after one half of play. Thanks again to K&L Tractor Sales and Service for being our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. Your dealer for those dependable New Holland tractors, K&L Tractor Sales and Service, State Route 49, the south edge of Fort Recovery. Thanks for listening, folks. We appreciate it very much. Thanks to our great sponsors who help us be here and make this broadcast possible. You're listening to the game either on WPGW Radio or on FortRecoveryRadio.com tonight. Eric Catterly, the studio producer at the radio station. Neil Spencer here at the game site. We'll be back in a moment here on PG-14 and J-Country 101 Radio right after we pause for this break from one of our fine sponsors.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned health mart pharmacy. Manage your medical conditions where it is most comfortable for you, at home. Kalp Pharmacy IV team can bring high-quality care to where you live. For individuals facing a chronic illness, recuperating from surgery, or being treated for an infection, Kalp Pharmacy home infusion services can be a safe and cost-effective alternative to an extended hospital stay or placement in a nursing home. So call Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio at 800-686-2314. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Castle. I'm Kenny Cadeau from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. It's your land and your legacy, and there's so much riding on your crops. Your soil management choices are deeply personal, too. K&L Tractor stocks a variety of Great Plains tillage solutions that put your vision to work. Whatever approach you take, vertical, conventional, or hybrid, you can trust the cutting-edge technology and consistent field-tested performance you'll find across Great Plains' entire soil management line. K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Promotion from within the company is huge, and it's very much supported by the owners.
At Cooper Farms, we value hard work and dedication toward bettering yourself, and we reward that. We know that our team members are the key to our success.
We offer them classes. We help them try to get to that next level. We want them to learn. The people are our asset.
Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
It may not require a textbook, but it's filled with valuable lessons. It may not take place in a classroom, but it's an ideal environment for learning. It may not involve a diploma, but it can help prepare Ohio's young people for life. It's high school sports. High school sports can play a critical role in a student's overall education. In fact, studies show that students that participate in high school sports are more likely to enjoy greater levels of achievement in their academic lives. If you think high school sports are only about competition, think again. Better yet, think about attending a high school sporting event in your community. You'll be amazed by what you see. High school sports, a winning part of a complete education. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Back here at Versailles High School, quite a tradition of success here. They have 14 state championship banners hanging here in the gym and 18 state runner-up banners hanging here in the gym. That's 32 teams with either state runner-up or state championship. Quite a tradition of excellence in athletics here at Versailles. Halftime score, Indians trail 19-12 to Versailles in girls basketball. Let's head over to Justin Mangold and give us the stats.
All right, first four Versailles in the first quarter, they were 5-for-12 for 42%. Second quarter, 4-for-11 for 36%. At the half, Versailles is 9-of-23 for 39%. Three-pointers 0-for-2 in the first quarter, 1-for-4 in the second, so 1-of-6, 17% on threes, and free throws 0-for-2, both coming in the first quarter. 4-for-4 recovery, 4-of-9 in the first quarter, 44%, 1-of-6, 17% the second quarter, so the Indians 5-of-15 for 33%. Shooting on threes, 1-of-4 in the first quarter, 1-of-3 in the second quarter, so 2-of-7, 29% on threes, and free throws 0-for-2, both coming in the second quarter. Rebounding, it was 9-3 Versailles after one. Fort Recovery got a little closer at halftime. It's Versailles with 14 rebounds and Fort Recovery 11. Turnovers, Versailles 7 in the first quarter and 2 in the second. They have 9 at the half. Fort Recovery 7 in the first and 6 in the second. The Indians with 13 turnovers at the half. Scoring for Versailles, Allison Schwartz leads the way with 6 points. 5 for Katie Litton, all at the end of that second quarter. 4 for Jenna Dirksen and 4 for Taylor Wagner. Fort Recovery led by Callie Wendell with 5. That coming on a 2-and-a-3 in the first quarter. 3 points for Sage Luthold on that 3-pointer in the second quarter.
2 points for McKenna Hillscamp on a two-pointer in the first quarter. And 2 points for Carly Niekamp on a field goal in the first quarter. Again, Wendell with 5, 3 for Luthold, 2 for Niekamp, and 2 for Hillscamp. Again, after 1, Versailles led it 10-9. Our halftime score, it's the Tigers 19 and the Indians 12.
Very few free throws being shot in this game. Only 2. Those were by Fort Recovery, and we did not hit either one of those. And that's it. Versailles did not have any free throws in the first half at all.
No, they had 2 very early. Very early in the first quarter.
Versailles did?
Yep. Taylor Wagner had some in the first, very early in the game.
Okay. I missed those.
She missed them both.
Halftime score 19-12. Lady Indians down by 7. We'll be back.
Cole Brothers and Fort Recovery sells and services Case IH and Kubota farm equipment. We back up everything we sell and other brands of farm equipment. And that's where you come in. We need diesel technicians, combine and harvest technicians, and equipment set up. At Hull Brothers, we'll give you very competitive pay, great benefits, and paid training. Starting pay is based on experience. You ought to consider joining the Hull Brothers team in Fort Recovery, serving the area's farmers since 1896.
The St. Henry Bank is a fifth-generation family-owned company, and we take pride in serving our local communities when it comes to all of your banking needs with all types of checking accounts and savings accounts, IRAs, home loans, commercial loans, farm loans, student loans, and more. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com for all of your online banking needs. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Have you been limping by with an outdated manure spreader? Archway released the new X-Series models in both a 700 and 900 cubic foot capacity. These rugged boxes feature the best spread pattern in the industry, along with a limited lifetime warranty on the apron chain. A guillotine-style slop gate and flared sides make for easy loading. Pair with flotation tires or advanced scales for efficient spreading in your field. Get in on the action. Contact us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery to start farming Archway today.
There are a lot of things you encounter running your farm that you just can't explain to someone in a New York City cubicle over the phone. Hi, I'm Gavin Tobe with Fort Recovery Insurance. I'm your neighbor, and a lot of what you encounter, I encounter too. I've worked with your neighbors to help solve their insurance problems both on and off the farm. You've got unique farming challenges, and I've got unique solutions. We are your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group. Visit us at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Rob Weaver, Justin Mann, go back here at Versailles. We're about set for the second half of play. In the junior varsity game, it was Fort Recovery losing 43-21 to Versailles. Versailles led all the way. Fort Recovery was led in scoring by McKenna Hillscamp with 8 points in the game. And then 3 points for Caden Sieber, and nobody else had more than 2. Emma Smits, Maddie Shainline, Cameron Mullenkamp, Bridget Holman, Bren Willman all had 2 points in that reserve game. They were led in scoring for Versailles by Jenna Heitkamp, who had 14 points in the game, followed by Hannah Luthman with 6, and Madison Yeagle had 5 points in the contest.
Seventh grade basketball today on the girls' side. Jay County beat Fort Recovery 28-12. That's a pretty good performance from the Fort Recovery 7th graders, considering Jay County hardly ever allows any points. So they put 12 on the Patriots.
Yeah, there's been a lot of games where Jay County's opponents at that 7th grade level haven't even scored more than single digits.
I think that's only the third time in double digits Jay County's, or the 7th graders for Jay County have allowed this year, so... Fort Recovery missed a shot, and now...
Versailles turned it over, so yeah. Lady Indians have it back. Third quarter is brought to you by Cooper Farms. Score is 19-12. Lady Indians down by 7. Don't forget to check out the many employment opportunities at Cooper Farms. Go to cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cameron Mullenkamp fires it up, no good. Rebound comes down to Versailles' Taylor Wagner. On the left side it goes to Jenna Dirksen. Now down into Wagner. She missed the shot, but she's going to be called for traveling.
Close game in the eighth grade game between Jay County and Fort Recovery. Jay County wins that one 23-19.
That was in girls basketball, right?
Yes.
Fort Recovery with the ball. Callie Wendell almost lost it, but went back and retrieved it. Here's Carly Niekamp up and no good. Might have been a little traveling there. And Sage Leupold puts up a shot, scores, and she's fouled in the act of shooting. So Sage with 5 points now on the night. Cooper Farms offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, and many other area locations. Free throw is good. That's our first made free throw of the night. And it's 19-15, and there's a shot put up and in by Versailles real quickly.
Sarah Stammen.
Her second basket of the game. On the left side it goes to Cameron Mullenkamp, and foul's going to be called on Versailles. Cameron goes to the line for two shots. Yeah, Versailles has three girls on their team, all spelled the same, S-T-A-M-M-E-N. One girl pronounces her name as Stammen, and two of them pronounce their name Stallman. Free throw's no good by Cameron. Come on, Cameron. Cameron replacing her sister, Kennedy, who is out with a shoulder injury tonight and may be lost for the year. We hope not, but it doesn't look good. Free throw's up and no good off the back of the rim. Rebound comes down to Allison Swartz for Versailles. She almost traveled, but no call. Right side it goes to Katie Litton. Cross-court pass on the left. There's a drive to the hoop. It's no good. Rolls off the rim. Rebound comes down to Carly Niekamp on the missed shot by Sarah Stallman, or Stammen. Now Fort Recovery has the ball knocked out of bounds. Be given to the Lady Indians. 21-15, a six-point lead here for Versailles in the third quarter, brought to you by Cooper Farms. Pass comes in to McKenna Hillskamp. Carly Niekamp back outside to Callie Wendell. Callie over now. Shots fired up. No good by Fort Recovery's Cameron. Mullenkamp does almost a three-pointer, but I think she was standing on the line. There's a shot from the right side. Good. Nice assist there. Taylor Wagner gets the basket with the assist from Jenna Dirksen. There's a shot up by Fort Recovery. No good. Rebound comes to Versailles.
Dangerous territory here for Fort Recovery, down eight.
Yeah, need a stop here. And we get it. Ball's knocked away by Carly Niekamp and picked up by Fort Recovery by Sage Leuthold. Out front with it, Carly Niekamp over to Callie Wendell. Wendell steps back out. She'll pass on the right side to Carly Niekamp, and it goes out of bounds. Off of her sails.
Katie Litton knocking it away.
You'll find Cooper Farms locations in Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Coldwater, Rossburg, and many other area communities. The farmers' friends are at Cooper Farms. They're our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. Fort Recovery puts the ball back in play. Cameron Mullenkamp on the left to Sage Leuthold. Sage drives baseline, stops, looks for the shot. Can't find it. Goes back outside to Mullenkamp. Here's a three by Callie Wendell. No good. Missed it. I have no problem with that. That's her shot. Here comes Versailles down, and it goes out of bounds. Callie hit it. That was about a 22-foot three-point shot there, but... And again, that's her shot, so I have no problem with her shooting threes.
Yeah, she can hit that.
She can catch fire and run a bunch of those in.
Callie goes out, and McKenna Hills camp in.
Inbounds pass comes in there to Sarah Stammen, but lost it. Fort Recovery comes up with the ball. McKenna Hills camp has it. 4.5 minutes left to go in the third quarter. Brought to you by Cooper Farms. And there's a foul on Versailles as they fouled Cameron Mullenkamp. Out of bounds to the Lady Indians.
give a foul to Stammen.
Kenna Hillscamp tossing it in. Tries to lob it into Carly Niekamp, but stolen away by Katie Litton. And now the ball is knocked out of bounds by Fort Recovery. It'll be Versailles basketball. Tyler Deitch, the head coach of the Lady Indians, and the head coach of Versailles, Tracy White. Versailles 4-4 on the year, and Fort Recovery's 2-7 on the year coming into this game. Inside, ball's knocked loose, and there's going to be a foul called on somebody. It's on, apparently, on Fort Recovery.
I think it's on Niekamp. It is.
Carly Niekamp picks up the personal foul.
She did foul her, but the whistle is way late.
Tossing it in here will be Sarah Stammen for Versailles. And there's the ball tipped away by Carly. Looks for the basketball. It goes out of bounds. Who's going to get it? They say Versailles touched it last, so we get it. Nice job by Carly creating that turnover. So she kind of redeemed herself there. Carly toss it into Callie Wendell.
Versailles with 14 turnovers, trying to keep Fort Recovery in the game.
Callie dribbles the ball down to the right, hands it off to McKenna. Out front, there's Niekamp firing a three and got it. That is not necessarily Carly's shot, but we'll take it. Carly Niekamp on a three. That makes it 23-18. Versailles misses a shot at the other end. Fort Recovery comes up with the basketball. Whoops. Callie Wendell tried to hand off to McKenna Hillscamp, but at the same time, McKenna fell down and lost control. And now they're going to say Versailles stepped on the baseline. Stepped on the sideline. So Fort Recovery gets it back.
Indians look a little winded out there. Not able to substitute a whole lot.
Getting Kennedy Mollenkamp out of the game tonight with a shoulder injury. Sophie Guggenbiller out of the game tonight with illness. So Lady Indians definitely shorthanded coming into this big conference game. Inside to Carly Niekamp, tries to feed over to Willman, who's in the game now, but stolen by Versailles. Now stolen right back by Fort Recovery's. Can't get it. Oh, she did save it. Here's Carly Niekamp, underneath, up, and she is fouled. Oh, they're going to call traveling on Carly. Thought that could have been a foul on the shot, but they say traveling before the shot. So Versailles gets the basketball back, and we have a timeout Versailles. 3:10 to go in the third quarter on the Cooper Farms scoreboard. Again, check out all the job opportunities at cooperfarms.com/join our team. It's Versailles 23, Lady Indians 18.
At Cooper Farms, it's our goal to provide an environment that fosters the growth of every team member. We post job openings within the company before hiring candidates from the outside. We provide trainings and educational seminars to take you to the next level. We're in the business of producing food, and we'll be here for your future. With 80-plus years in business, Cooper Farms is still going strong and even expanding. See what opportunity awaits you at cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Third quarter scoreboard brought to you by Cooper Farms. They'd love to buy your corn, sell your corn to Cooper Farms by calling 800-637-7161. That's 800-637-7161. You're listening to WPGW Radio in Portland, Indiana, and FortRecoveryRadio.com. Fort Recovery Lady Indian basketball. Shots fired up short by Versailles. Rebound comes to McKenna Hillscamp. Gives it over to Callie Wendell. Callie will bring it down. Works her way to the left. There's a foul called on Versailles. And a whistle that one on Katie Litton.
Her second foul. I guess that's her first.
2:47 left to go in the third quarter. Lady Indians only down by five. We're hanging in there. Despite being shorthanded tonight. Carly Niekamp passing into McKenna Hillscamp. Double teamed out here. And Versailles is going to steal it on the double team. And now it's loose. And there's a foul called on, I think, McKenna Hillscamp. Yep.
That will be four.
goes out of the game, and coming in is Cameron Mullenkamp.
So four fouls on McKinnon Hillscamp. Again, 23-18 versus Sales leads, 2:39 to play in the third quarter.
Versailles boys are taking on Fort Recovery's boys tomorrow night, and then Versailles stepped over the end line before they tossed the ball in. Turnover.
She also dribbled the ball out of bounds before she did that.
Callie Wendell will bring it up. A basket here would cut it down to a three-point game. 2:29 to go in the third quarter on the Cooper Farm scoreboard. Callie Wendell to Cameron Mullenkamp, and Cameron threw it away. Stealing the ball, coming down and scoring is Jenna Dirksen, and that hurts. Dirksen with 6 points tonight now, and that makes it a seven-point game. And there's a foul called on Versailles' Katie Litton. And there was no need for that foul.
No, way away from the basket. And second foul on Litton, team foul number five, so it'll be two shots for the Indians.
So going to the free throw line for Fort Recovery will be Callie Wendell. Dribbles the basketball. Lets it fly, and it's no good. She will have one more. Bounces the ball, lets it fly. It is good this time. Callie getting one of two. She has 6 points on the night. And it's 25-19, a six-point game.
Hanging in there are the Indians.
Versailles leading. Yep. Traveling just called on Versailles' Sarah Stam, and that was totally unforced.
Yep, she just was looking up, pulled the back foot. Turnover number 10 of the quarter on Versailles.
Once again, Cooper Farms, our third quarter scoreboard sponsor, driving to the hole. Lost the ball, and they say it's out of bounds off of Callie Wendell. It'll be given to Versailles. Don't forget to check out the many, many great job opportunities available for you at Cooper Farms by going to cooperfarms.com/join our team. cooperfarms.com/join our team. Versailles with the ball. There's Sarah Stammen passing on the right side to Wagner down in the corner. Back outside and around the horn. On the left, here's a drive inside. Back on the right on the wing. Three-point shot is off the mark by Sarah Stammen. Rebound comes to Fort Recovery. 1:20 to go in the third quarter. Lady Indians could cut the lead back here to 4 points. Callie Wendell way outside. Goes to Carly Niekamp, and a foul is going to be called on Brooke Bergman.
Her first foul. Team foul number six now, so two shots.
Carly Niekamp stepping to the line. Where's number three? She's 5'11", a nice tall young lady, a junior on this Fort Recovery team.
0 for 2 at the line tonight.
Puts the free throw up. It's good. She could even it up at 2 out of 4 if she could hit this free throw. It's a 5-point game, 25-20. This one's up, and it is short this time. And will be given to Versailles.
Rush that shot a bit.
She needs to wait 10 seconds like some of the pro players do.
Yeah. And they start counting.
Like last night.
Right.
Here is a drive up and no good by Versailles. Out of bounds off of Versailles. They say it went off, I believe, of the fingertips of Brooke Bergman, who's in the game for Versailles. Full court press here. And it comes nicely to Cameron Mullenkamp, to Callie Wendell. Wendell across the timeline. Handled the press very nicely there. Callie Wendell works her way to the left. Sage Luthold with it. Free throw line. Cameron Mullenkamp underneath. There's Wilman. No good. Rebound. Back up and in by Sage Luthold. The Indians now trail by only three, 25-22. Versailles back outside shots off the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Taylor Wagner. Puts it up and got it. She's a tough cookie.
And I'm surprised they haven't tried to get her the ball more. But good defense by Fort Recovery.
She has 8 points on the night now. And there's the ball with Fort Recovery. Almost lost it. Cameron Mollenkamp to Carly Nichols. Carly comes down in the lane, puts it up. Got it! They're going to call her for traveling before the shot.
Well,
second
big.
Time tonight that's happened.
Yep. Nice move to get that basket.
That would have brought us back to within three, but instead we're trailing by five with 5.5 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Hey, this is anybody's ball game. Fort Recovery's done a nice job of hanging in there under adverse situation. Down comes Versailles. They missed the shot at the buzzer. Jenna Dirksen missing that, and the quarter is over. Score after three, 27 for the Lady Tigers of Versailles, 22 for Fort Recovery. Thanks to Cooper Farms for being our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. You'll find many of their locations around the area, including Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Coldwater, and nearby Rossburg, Ohio. We'll be back in a moment.
Dr. Kim Bormore and the staff at Bormore Family Dentistry is proud to support this broadcast of Fort Recovery High School Basketball. Dr. Kim Bormore, the Bormore Family Dentistry Office, is accepting new patients. Call 726-7822 and start your healthy new smile routine today. Bormore Family Dentistry is located at the west edge of Portland on Highway 67. Best wishes for a successful basketball season to the Fort Recovery Indians from Bormore Family Dentistry in Portland.
Hello, I'm Kenny Cano from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L is your source for Salford BBI spreaders, the toughest, most accurate spreaders available. Spread chicken litter and lime up to 60 feet with the Endurance, designed especially for the poultry growers. Or spread fertilizer up to 120 feet with the Magna Spread. Whatever your application goals, the team at K&L can help you find a pull-type or truck-mounted Salford spreader to boost your crops. K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture.
I like that the company has a value system that I can subscribe to. Things that are important to the organization are also things that are important to me. We have very caring and competent leaders that value family.
Join the family. Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Start the fourth quarter. Brought to you by Hall Brothers Incorporated, your Case IH and Kubota dealer. There's a long shot missed by Jenna Dirksen, but the Tigers get it back. Right underneath, five Lady Indians around one player. And she goes down, and what did they say, travel?
A held ball. So alternate possession goes to Fort Recovery.
Allison Swartz was surrounded by the entire Fort Recovery basketball team. She couldn't get rid of it. So we have the ball down by five, 27-22. Hall Brothers Incorporated, fourth quarter of play. There's Sage Luthold, stops, looking for the shot, can't find it. Back to McKenna Hillscamp on the left. She dribbles in, feeds to Callie Wendell. Wendell underneath, and a foul's going to be called on. No, they say Callie stepped on the line, apparently.
Yep.
Turnover, Lady Indians.
Number 21, turnover-wise.
Too many.
Versailles has 20, so they're right with them.
Right side it goes, inside, and good. Muscled her way in there, Taylor Wagner. That's the first basket she's had in a while, but she has 10 now on the night. 29-22, that's a 7-point lead. There's Carly Niekamp, banks it off the glass, can't get it to go down. Rebound Versailles, and a foul's going to be called on Sage Luthold, reaching in on Jenna Dirksen. Well, tomorrow night, the Fort Recovery boys will be at home against the Versailles boys in a conference game, and then Saturday, Fort Recovery boys are at home with Botkins. You can hear both those games on FortRecoveryRadio.com. We will not be broadcasting those tomorrow and Saturday. We'll be elsewhere. You got a big game tomorrow with Jay County.
Yep. Pretty much the conference championship decided regular season-wise for the Patriots tomorrow night, taking on Bluffton.
Steal by McKenna Hillscamp coming all the way down, puts it up and got it. Way to go, McKenna.
And not an easy shot. Good defense by Versailles as they got back.
4 points for McKenna on the night now. And once again, our fourth quarter brought to you by your Case IH and Kubota dealer, Hall Brothers Incorporated, in good old Fort Recovery at the east edge of Fort Recovery on State Route 119.
Gotta get a stop here. It's been five, but just can't get closer.
Pass underneath, thrown away, but they say it was touched by Sage Leupold. So Versailles will keep possession. Sage did a nice job of shielding the Versailles player from the ball there, but apparently she touched it. Versailles puts it back in play. 5:39 to go in the game. Inside it goes to Taylor Wagner back outside. Ooh. Ball's tipped. Allison Swartz might have walked there and got away with it. Now they're going to call timeout. Timeout Versailles with 5:26 to go in the game. It's a five-point game. Versailles 29, Fort Recovery 24.
I know what you're thinking. You don't want to come home from work shaking your head wondering, is this all there is? Well, Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery is your local Case IH and Kubota dealer, and we need technicians and mechanics for our service department. Are you technically inclined and enjoy working on farm equipment? Well, give us a call. Hull Brothers has very competitive pay and great benefits, and we'll pay you while we train you. Experienced technicians are preferred, but that's not required. Call us today or apply online and join the Hull Brothers team.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Portside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Rob Weaver, Justin Mangold here at Versailles High School. Beautiful facility here.
Big conference game in the MAC tonight. Right now, after three quarters, Marion Local leads St. Henry 26-19. A lower scoring game there.
That was only a two-point game in the conference. It wasn't the conference tournament, but the State Route 119 tournament. I think St. Henry won that by two over Marion Local in that game.
So far, St. Henry undefeated in the conference. A steal for Callie Wendell.
And puts a shot up. No good, but she's fouled in the act of shooting. So Callie goes to the free throw line. They're going to call that on Grace Osborne. No! They say no foul. They say it was just knocked out of bounds. So take the foul away. Poor recovery does keep the ball.
But it takes away a couple of chances to gain some points.
And now we throw it away. Turnover, Lady Indians, intercepted by Versailles. Cross-court pass on the right. There's a three-point shot, no good. Rebound comes to Versailles. Back up and no good by Wagner. Rebound up and good by Allison Swartz of Versailles. That's where we're really getting hurt tonight on rebounding. And now Fort Recovery threw the ball away. Actually, I didn't see what happened there, but turnover, Lady Indians. 31-24, Versailles by seven, with still a lot of time to go, but, oh, underneath the Wagner, up and good.
Not sure how she saw her down there, but good pass.
Versailles pouring it on here, leading by nine, 33-24 now. Carly Niekamp to Callie Wendell, passing on the left over there in the corner to Cameron Mullenkamp. It gives back to Callie Wendell, and Callie threw it away. And now Versailles throws it away. Turnovers, turnovers, turnovers.
Yeah, Fort Recovery had the lead at five several times, just couldn't quite get under that five mark. And now Versailles has it up to nine.
Now, Fort Recovery was trailing by five.
Right.
We led real early in the game, but that's all. Here's Sage Leupold on a three. Does not go. Rebound comes down to Allison Swartz of Versailles. Fourth quarter brought to you by Hall Brothers Incorporated, your Case IH and Kubota dealer. For the finest in farm machinery from Case IH and Kubota, it's Hall Brothers Incorporated in Fort Recovery. And here's Fort Recovery committing a foul on the other end. That was on, who was that on?
Carly Niekamp. Be her third.
Free throw is up and good by Katie Litton.
That's her first free throw of the night. She'll have one more. It's good again.
It's only the second or third and fourth free throws with Sales has taken it all. Now they've made by double digits at 35-24.
Biggest lead of the game for Versailles, and time is running out for Lady Indians. Let's face it, Justin, Fort Recovery does not have the quick offense type of team.
Yeah, have to work for their shots, not only a couple of good three-point shooters, including one here, but shot doesn't go.
Kenna Hills Camp on a long three, top of the key, and it's underneath the basket, actually missed the rim, out of bounds. It'll be given to Versailles. Timeout is called. We'll be back in a moment.
When you trust your money to a bank, you want to be sure it's in an account that's right for you. At the St. Henry Bank, we are your everyday bank for your everyday busy lifestyle. And we offer a variety of both personal and business checking accounts. And we take pride in helping you decide what type of account best suits your needs. Stop in and see us today. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Jerry Kopp of Kopp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Do you feel like you're just not moving as well as you used to? At Kopp Pharmacy, our trained staff can help you choose from a wide selection of durable medical equipment and make sure it's fitted for you. We have walkers, wheelchairs, lift chairs, commodes, home oxygen, CPAP systems, and much more. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off of State Route 49 at 1201 Commerce Street. So to learn more about Kopp Pharmacy, call us at 419-375-7007 or visit us online at kopppharmacy.com. Kopp Pharmacy, caring for you like family.
Action back in, Fort Recovery trailing here, 35-24. And I think you would agree with me, this was a winnable game for the Indians.
Oh, yeah, when it was five with about 6 minutes to go, they had that play where they thought they were going to get free throws, and instead it turned into the next 4 points for Versailles.
That's despite the fact that Kennedy Mollenkamp is out of the lineup tonight with an injury, and Sophie Guggenbilder is out of the lineup tonight with illness. Again, Kennedy Mollenkamp hurt her shoulder in the St. Henry game last week. She might be gone for the year. We hope not, but doesn't look good.
And McKenna Hillscamp's been dealing with foul trouble all night, too.
Versailles with the ball here, leading by 11. And Carly Niekamp stole it away. She'll pass over here to McKenna Hillscamp. McKenna brings it down very quickly. Back outside to Callie Wendell. Callie being fairly closely guarded on the right side to Sage Lupo. Back to Wendell. And there's the ball stolen by Versailles. Here's two. Yes. Sarah Stammen with the steal. And she goes down and lays it in. 37-24. Ball's loose. Stolen by Versailles again. Versailles just pulling away now. Back up and no good this time. Rebound for Recovery. Sage Luthold with the rebound. Over to Carly Niekamp. Carly comes down and has the ball stripped away from her. We've got a jump ball now. Oh, sure. No, they didn't call it. Versailles ends up with the basketball. Top of the key. Here's a dribble on the left. In and out, no good by Versailles' Jenna Dirksen, and we have a foul called. No, a jump ball. Held ball called. It'll go to Versailles. Only 1:53 to go. Versailles is going to win this game. They are leading 37-24 here in the Hall Brothers fourth quarter. You know, if you're looking for parts for your farm machinery or service, it's Hall Brothers Incorporated in Fort Recovery. They have a great parts department and service department as well. None better than Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery. Wagner inside, hooks it up and no good. She's fouled in the act of shooting. She'll be at the free throw line for two shots. Taylor Wagner.
She is 0 for 2 at the line tonight.
She has 12 points on the night.
To lead both teams.
Free throw is good. She will have one more. Again, our next girls broadcast will be Tuesday of next week. And Sonia comes to Fort Recovery. We'll have that game for you on the radio on Tuesday night.
So tune us in for that. That'll be on both WPGW and FortRecoveryRadio.com. Here's another shot up, and it's good again. Got them both that time. Missed the first two, but got those two. And she goes out of the game for the last time with 14 points. 39-24 for Sales in the lead by 15 now, their biggest lead of the game. Only a minute 36 to go in the contest. Lady Indians were in this. They only trailed by five at the third quarter break, but this fourth quarter has been pretty much all for Sales, as we've only scored 2 points in this fourth quarter of play.
Yeah, it's 8 turnovers in this quarter, only 4 shots.
Pass comes in to Carly Niekamp after it went out of bounds. Niekamp back outside to Callie Wendell. Back to Niekamp. Niekamp dribbling her way in, stops, looking for some help, falls down. Going to call a foul on Versailles' Katie Litton.
Her third foul, team foul number one. .120 to play in the game. Fort Recovery trails by 15.
Inbounds pass comes in there to Callie Wendell. There's Carly Niekamp up, no good. Rebound comes down to Fort Recovery. Underneath, Sage Luthold, no good again. Rebound comes to Cameron Mullenkamp, goes out of bounds. And a foul's going to be whistled on Versailles. Fouling Cameron Mullenkamp. It'll be out of bounds, not the free throw shooting situation. Timeout is called by Coach Tyler Deitch of Fort Recovery. We'll be back in a moment. Lady Indians down by 15 points with a minute to go in the game.
Hull Brothers and Fort Recovery sells and services Case IH and Kubota farm equipment. We back up everything we sell and other brands of farm equipment. And that's where you come in. We need diesel technicians, combine and harvest technicians, and equipment set up. At Hull Brothers, we'll give you very competitive pay, great benefits, and paid training. Starting pay is based on experience. You ought to consider joining the Hull Brothers team in Fort Recovery, serving the area's farmers since 1896.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned health mart pharmacy. Manage your medical conditions where it is most comfortable for you, at home. Kalp Pharmacy IV team can bring high-quality care to where you live. For individuals facing a chronic illness, recuperating from surgery, or being treated for an infection, Kalp Pharmacy home infusion services can be a safe and cost-effective alternative to an extended hospital stay or placement in a nursing home. So call Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio at 800-686-2344. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Action back in. Carly Niekamp out to McKenna Hills Camp. Over to Callie Wendell. Tries to pass inside to Carly Niekamp. Ball's deflected by Versailles. There's a foul called on McKenna Hills Camp.
That would be five.
McKenna reaching in and fouling Katie Linton. So McKenna Hills Camp goes out. Bryn Willman comes in for Fort Recovery. Also, Katie Litton will go out for the Lady Tigers. Looks like Molly Fellen, or I guess that's how you pronounce it.
I think so.
Molly Fellen comes in for Versailles. P-H-E-L-A-N. 37 seconds left for Sales with the ball. Back outside. There's a three-point shot. No good off the mark. Out of bounds. Fort Recovery will get it. Appreciate you folks listening in tonight. Again, for Sales is where we're at, and the Indians are down by 15 big ones. Here's Callie Wendell goes inside, missed the shot. Rebound Cameron Mullenkamp, missed the shot. She's going to be fouled in the act of shooting, so Cameron will go to the free throw line. Cameron's been playing extra minutes tonight, kind of replacing her sister Kennedy. Kennedy Mullenkamp, who is out with a shoulder injury, may be lost for the year. We hope not, but haven't received any final information yet, but it doesn't look good. And Cameron Mullenkamp hits the free throw. She will have one more.
Her first point tonight.
39-26, or 39-25, I should say. Second one is no good. Rebound for Sales. Out of bounds it goes. It'll be given to Fort Recovery with 15 seconds left. 39-25, 14-point lead for the Lady Tigers from Versailles. Coach Deitch wants to call timeout again. Apparently using this as a learning moment, I guess. We'll be back in a moment. Don't go away.
Your home is your castle, but do you have a round table of knights to constantly guard your castle? Hi, I'm Eric Brackman with Fort Recovery Insurance with an even better solution. Let's put together a policy with Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, and we can provide you with a Simply Safe security system for free. I think it's better than a moat to guard your castle and no digging required. Call me for details, and let's keep your castle protected. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Dr. Kim Bormore and the staff at Bormore Family Dentistry is proud to support this broadcast of Fort Recovery High School basketball. Dr. Kim Bormore, the Bormore Family Dentistry office, is accepting new patients. Call 726-7822 and start your healthy new smile routine today. Bormore Family Dentistry is located at the west edge of Portland on Highway 67. Best wishes for a successful basketball season to the Fort Recovery Indians from Bormore Family Dentistry in Portland.
Sage Luthold fires up a three from the top of the key, and it goes to the right. And rebound is retrieved by Carly Niekamp. There's going to be a foul called on Versailles after the rebound there.
Team foul number four, so out of bounds.
Carly Niekamp tossing it in, and it's knocked out of bounds by Versailles, by Grace Osborne. Down to 10 seconds. Carly Niekamp will toss it in again. Lobs it in to Sage Luthold. Back to Niekamp. Fires a three. Yes! Carly Niekamp connects on a three to make it 39-28. Coach Deitch calls another timeout with 5 seconds left in the game. 39-28, Indians on the short end of the score, trailing by 11 points to Versailles.
I know what you're thinking. You don't want to come home from work shaking your head wondering, is this all there is? Well, Hull Brothers and Fort Recovery is your local Case IH and Kubota dealer, and we need technicians and mechanics for our service department. Are you technically inclined and enjoy working on farm equipment? Well, give us a call. Hull Brothers has very competitive pay and great benefits, and we'll pay you while we train you. Experienced technicians are preferred, but that's not required. Call us today or apply online and join the Hull Brothers team.
And our fourth quarter sponsor, scoreboard sponsor, is Hall Brothers Incorporated in Fort Recovery, or Case IH and Kubota dealer. 39-28 on the Hall Brothers scoreboard. Indians down by 11 with 5 seconds to go in the game. Fort Recovery is pressing full court here. Versailles throws it down deep. And here's a shot up and no good. There's a foul called by the official. Come on. Come on, Ben Kramer. With 2 seconds to go in the game.
Way to the Indy Zones.
At the free throw line, up and good by Sarah Stammen. She'll have one more.
She has 5 points tonight.
This one is no good. Ball's knocked out of bounds. It'll be given to Fort Recovery with 1 second to go, trailing 40-28. Long shot, long pass down the court is out of bounds, and that's the game. Final score, 40-28. Versailles defeats the Lady Indians. It was a game up until the fourth quarter when Versailles pulled away. Versailles outscoring Lady Indians 13-6 in the fourth quarter to win 40-28. We'll be back to give you all the recap of the game right after this.
Hi, this is Jerry Kupp of Kupp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Do you feel like you're just not moving as well as you used to? At Kalb Pharmacy, our trained staff can help you choose from a wide selection of durable medical equipment and make sure it's fitted for you. We have walkers, wheelchairs, lift chairs, commodes, home oxygen, CPAP systems, and much more. Our showroom is located south of Fort Recovery, just off of State Route 49 at 1201 Commerce Street. So to learn more about Kalb Pharmacy, call us at 419-375-7007 or visit us online at kalbpharmacy.com. Kalb Pharmacy, caring for you like family.
Hello, I'm Kenny Cadeau from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. See more and do more to new 300 series skid steer loader or track loaders from New Holland. Its industry-leading 360-degree visibility is something to truly see. With its reverse camera and 8-inch multifunction LCD display, super boom lift technology, and rock-solid stability and redesigned controls, you'll work with greater speed, safety, and precision. Maximum productivity starts with clear view. Stop by K&L Tractor and Fort Recovery today.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs. And through our website at sthenrybank.com, you can enjoy the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history and monthly statements, and more. Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The game is over, but this time, instead of asking how many goals did you score or what were your stats, try asking these questions. Were you a good teammate? Were you coachable? Did you give 100%? And did you have fun? Because those are the values that school sports instill in Ohio's young people, where winning and losing are secondary to the life lessons that will stay with kids long after their playing days are over. This is the Ohio High School Athletic Association. Educate through sports.
Back here at Versailles High School, the final score again, in Lady Indians lose 40-28 to the Versailles Lady Tigers in varsity girls basketball. In the reserve game, it was all Versailles. They led all the way, winning 43-21. Fort Recovery was led in the reserve game by McKenna Hillscamp with 8. Those were all in the second half, as I don't believe she played in the first half. 3 points for Cadence Eber. 2 points then for Emma Smiths, Maddie Shainline, Cameron Mullenkamp, Bridget Homan, and Bryn Wellman. Versailles was led in their reserve game by Jenna Heitkamp with 14 points. Their center for the team, she's quite a force inside. Hannah Luthman had 6, 5 for Madison Yeagle, 4 for Myra Braun, 4 for Molly Fellen, 4 for Ellie Stallman, and then 2 points for Kayla Magoto, and 2 points for Isabel Bargy, and that was it for the Lady Tigers. They beat Fort Recovery 43-21 in JV play. Fort Recovery's varsity falls to 2-8 on the year with the loss tonight, and the Versailles Lady Tigers go to 5-4. They go one game above 500. 5-4 for Versailles, 2-8 for the Lady Indians. Let's head over to Justin Mangold with a look at the final stats.
All right, first for the Versailles Tigers. They end the game at 17 for 46, 37% from the field. 1 for 11 on three-pointers for 9%, and 5 for 8, 63% at the free throw line. Fort Recovery in the first half was 5 of 15, 33%. Second half, 5 of 19, 26%. So Fort Recovery, 10 of 34 tonight, 29% from the field. 4 of 15 for 27% on threes, and 4 of 11, 36% at the free throw line. Rebounding, 30-25 in favor of Versailles, and turnovers, 25 for the Tigers and 29 for Fort Recovery. Versailles led in scoring by Taylor Wagner with 14, 8 points for Allison Schwartz, seven for Katie Litton, six for Jenna Dirksen, and five for Sarah Stammen. For Fort Recovery, Sage Luthold, actually Carly Niekamp led the way with nine, Sage Luthold with eight, six for Callie Wendell, four for McKenna Hillscamp, and one for Cameron Mullenkamp. Again, Versailles led all four stops, 10 to 9, 19 to 12, 27 to 22, and again 40 to 28 the final. As Rob said, Versailles 5 and 4, and Fort Recovery drops to 2 and 8.
Thank you, Justin. Appreciate that. Again, our next Fort Recovery Girls broadcast Tuesday of next week. Lady Indians host Ansonia at the Fortsite Fieldhouse. You can hear the game on the radio station and on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Thanks to our studio producers tonight, Eric Catterly at the radio station at WPGW and Neil Spencer here at the game site for FortRecoveryRadio.com. Again, the Fort Recovery boys play two games this weekend. Tomorrow night at home against Versailles and at home on Saturday against Botkins. We will not be able to bring those to you on the radio, but you can hear them on FortRecoveryRadio.com. For Justin Mangold, I'm Rob Weaver saying good night from Versailles High School.
Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.